Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of the East Coast Audio Show. We're here with you for our SmackDown recap for January 9th, 2009. I'm Travis Bryan. I'm here with my man, Bar Dre Purnell. Dre, what's going on?
Kellen, what's up, everybody? Let's get this thing rolling.
Definitely. So, SmackDown tonight, I think we have two different ideas of, I guess, two different enjoyment levels of this show.
I don't think it's totally different, but it is different. I'm going to do my grade off the bat like I usually do, or like I just started doing a few weeks ago. I'm going to give it a C+, and I'll explain why. I mean, I can understand. We'll go through it. I don't want to give everything away. Let's just tell me what you feel, and let's get it over with.
Well, I mean, I thought this show was just a flat-out boring show. I think if you saw this show on paper and you were told how everything was going to play out and how everything was going to affect the next segment or the segments that, you know, I think you'd say, like, oh, okay, it could be good. But because everything felt right, like, everything made sense, sort of. You know, even the Shelton thing was like a pleasantly, but it was just boring.
It just
wasn't fun to watch or listen to, and it was just like, this should be better. I don't know.
I think what's bringing you down, number one, which was the worst thing of the night for me, and then just the fact that they kept on going over and over with it, with annoyed me.
This Jeff Hardy thing,
you know, and I'm going to try not to make this incident and hold it against him in the future of his career. You know, like,
well,
I
why
did
would
that.
You anyway? Like, he's got any control over.
I know, but this thing really turns my stomach because I don't know whether it just shouldn't. This whole storyline shouldn't have happened. That's what I'm leaning to. It shouldn't have never happened. Nothing like this should have happened. Now, you know what they're going to do with this, too. You know what they're going to spin this around and say, right? I'm hoping to say that. What I was thinking was, you know, since I don't recall there being any evidence of anybody running him off the road, I'm guessing, you know, who it's going to be. But I'm hoping they don't say he was drunk driving and he's falling off the wagon again. That's what I'm hoping.
No, it's going to be Christian.
Okay, that's what I'm hoping. But I could see them, you know, doing something like that. But just the whole
factor.
No,
I don't see
number,
that.
What the thing that annoyed me about
that
this.
What, and he lied to the cops? And,
why don't they
have their babyface champion even? Nah, I mean, they're horrible, but they're not, like, stupid. Like,
I don't know.
Nah.
His whole wrestling campaign was overcoming hidden bottom. I don't know. A couple weeks before he even won the championship, I'm sure somebody brought up his past problems, or he's always this, or he's always got this. You know, Edge is bringing it up. Remember MVP bringing it up?
Calling him a screw up.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's fresh in everybody's head. Nobody forgets that Jeff Hardy's a screw up. Not only because you always remember what happens in people's real life, but they WWE will not let you forget it anyway. You know, so that's why I was automatically thought, okay, oh, he's lying to the cops and shit, and his girl's staying silent because he's lying. This motherfucker ran off the road in a drunken fit, and he's, you know, but
the cops.
Yeah, but regardless of all that, the main question.
And supposedly there was a witness or whatever.
The main question to whoever that is, probably was Christian. The main witness to all of this, I mean, the main thing to all of this is, how did WWE all of a sudden, something that happened probably a couple of days ago?
No, they were putting it over as last night. So,
but get exclusive Highway Patrol midnight footage.
Yeah. I think, didn't we talk about this either on ECW or maybe later, like the next Wednesday or Thursday? Well, maybe I called you while I was at work or something when we found this out.
No. I think we talked about it today. You sure? Or was it yesterday?
barely talked.
No, because we had to have talked about it because we didn't see the surveillance until, what is a camera, until this week, if I'm not mistaken, right? This, you know what I'm saying? So we talked about basically how.
Well, yeah, we were talking about how Michelle McCool did the Styles Clash. So he probably bought the whole yeah. So, all right, well, anyway, I mean, I guess.
But, yeah, so that number one was probably one thing that I could say, you know, brought the show down for you because that was horrible. And the fact that Triple H was on here like 30 times, and I'm not over-exaggerating when I say that. Maybe that also, you know, kind of messed it up. But I wouldn't say the show was boring. I have to disagree with you there. I'd say that I was interested. Only thing that was boring to me on this show, what I'm looking through my notes right now, is probably the Jeff Hardy tragedy. Horrible. I hated the fact that he was talking. I mean, I hated the fact that the highway thing, them in the middle of the night, he's on the side of the road crash. I hated the fact of just hearing him talk about this. It was horrible.